耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去，把你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野探至利巴嫩，直到幼发拉底大河赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。你平生的日子，必无一人在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你们同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许他们赐给他们的地。只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
I remember when I became a pastor in 2006.
我记得走在2006年变成为牧师之后
one time the English group asked me to preach in English.
有一个英文的聚集的这个一个群，他们要求我来用英文来讲道。
So I preached in English.
所以我就用英文来讲。
And they never asked me again.
他们就没有再问我，没有再邀请我了。
So you know what that means, right?
所以你们知道了。
So, but I remember that time I was, you know, I taken long hours to prepare the sermon.
但是你知道，我那一次真的是用了很长的时间来预备。
But maybe because my English ability.
但有可能是我英文的一个能力
or my pronunciation,
或者是我的发音
they don't quite understand what I'm saying.
他们可能没有听懂我讲的
But I pray this time.
但是我这一次的祷告
we have some improvements here.
我可以有一些进步
So let me give you the whole pictures.
所以先让我给你一个完整的图案
Joshua.Is typified, well, as you say, Joshua typified Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我先告诉你们这一张，约书亚他象征代表着预表着耶稣。
Because the word Joshua is the Hebrews of Jesus.
所以你知道约书亚这个名字在希伯来文就是耶稣的名字。
Reverse.Joshua is the Hebrew of Jesus.
Joshua 就是这个耶稣在希伯来的名字。
Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, so when you read Joshua, the book of Joshua, it is actually, it's typify what Jesus Christ is doing.
所以当我们来读约书亚书、约书亚记的时候呢，其实它就是预表着耶稣所要行的。
When Moses led the people out of Egypt,
当摩西带领以色列百姓离开埃及
that is a typify our salvation.
那预表着是我们的救赎。
When Joshua led people to inherit the promised land,
当约书亚带领百姓来到美地，它预表的是我们要
Sanctification.
我们的成圣。
So, a Christian, when you are born again,
所以当我们一个重生的基督徒
you have to go through sanctification.
你必须经过成圣的过程。
You have to follow Jesus.
你必须跟随耶稣。
Cross the river Jordan.
越过约旦河。
And into the promised land.
进入美地。
Now,There is a myth in the book of Numbers.
在民数记里面有一个奥秘
that 40 years Israelite they stay in one place and gradually they die.
在他们四十年当中，他们在一个地方，然后慢慢的老一代的人死了。
And they were not allowed to into the promised land.
因为他们不被允许进去应许之地。
So, Lord God gave us an example.
所以主神在这里给我们一个典范。
If you believe God.
如果你相信神,
but in this process,
但在这个过程当中,
you become a disbelief person,
如果你变成了一个不信的人,
you are not allowed into the promised land.
你就没有办法进入神的应许之地。
And that's what the book of Joshua is saying.
这就是约书亚记所要告诉我们的。
If you read the first few chapters, you see Joshua supposedly,No one can stand before Joshua.
所以我们刚刚读到约书亚一章，神告诉约书亚，没有人能在你面前站立得住。
But when you read it, when they try to fight against the city of Ai,
但是你看见当他们跟爱城的人打仗的时候
，they fail.
他们失败了
，because of one person.
因为有一个人。
They sinned against the Lord.
他向神犯罪了。
He took something that not allowed.
他拿了神说不能拿的东西。
It because of that.
也因着这个。
Joshua failed.
约书亚和以色列百姓失败了。
Just one person.
只因为一个人。
So this is a very serious business.
所以这是一个很严肃的问题。
We have to be very careful not sin against God.
所以我们必须很严肃，不能向神犯罪。
Even God promised us.
即使神已经应许我们
，You have to follow Jesus Christ.
我们还是要跟随耶稣。
First, you cannot become the disbelief person.
第一，你不可以成为不信的人。
Because you're not even allowed to cross the Jordan River.
那就像是那个旧的以色列百姓，他们不被允许进入应许之地。
Second, when you follow Jesus,
第二，你跟随耶稣了
，you cannot sin against the Lord.
你不能在神面前犯罪
，because you're gonna fail.
因为这样的话，你就会像爱神的事情一样失败了。
So we are reading these stories here.
所以我们在读这个故事的时候
，you have to remember the teaching of it.
所以我们要记得这两件事情。
So again, when crossing the Jordan River,
所以当我们越过约旦河
，try to possess the land.
要。获取这个应许之地。
The whole process here is called sanctification.
这预表着这整个过程预表着我们的成圣。
Therefore, today's message is very important.
因此今天的讯息非常的重要。
We are talking about promises of God.
我们在讨论这个神的应许。
If you look at verse 4,
我们来看第四节
It says your territory will extend from the desert to the Lebanon and from the great river the Euphrates all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west
神说从旷野到这黎巴嫩直到幼巴拉底大河赫人的全地又到大海日落之处都要做你们的境界
If you look at today'sTerritory of the nation of Israel.
如果你看今天的以色列人的国土
It's pretty much the 12 tribes occupy the Holy Land.
差不多是十二支派所占领的地方
But if you look at verse 4,
但是你如果再跟这个第四节来比
The promised land is way, way beyond what they possess today.
哇，那你看到这里所应许的地方比今天的以色列国土要大很多。
So you immediately have few questions.
所以马上有一些问题。
Is God did not keep his promise?
难道是神没有保守了他的应许吗？
We sing the second song, the promise keeper.
我们刚刚唱了这个第二首诗歌，就是讲到这个这个应许的保守者。
Is it because the Israelites didn't fight?
是难道
fight for it?
难道以色列人他们没有去征战吗
？I think the answer is very obvious.
我想这个答案是非常的明显的。
Okay, the foot that Joshua stepped on.
这个约书亚所踏之地。
Is only this 12 tribes regions.
就是今天以色列这个十二个支派所占领的地方。
According to the book of Joshua,
这根据这个约书亚记
，Joshua did not go to the Euphrates River.
我们没有看见约书亚去的幼发拉底大河。
So if you don't go there,
所以如果你没有去
，if you don't set your foot on it.
如果你不用你的不把你的脚踩在上面
，God's promise will not be fulfilled.
所以神的应许就不会实现。
So it is your or our problems or God's problem.
所以这是你我的问题，不是神的问题。
God keep His promise.
神的确保守了他的应许。
But if man does not want to.
但是如果有一个人他不愿意
，then God's promise cannot be fulfilled.
那神他就没有办法完成他的应许。
Because Joshua did not put his foot on it.
因为约书亚当时没有把他的脚放在上面。
So today God's promise to you and I.
所以今天神对我们的应许
，Have you stepped on it?
你有踩在上面了吗
？Have you proclaimed it is mine?
你有向神宣告说这是我的
，because this is His promise，
因为这是他的应许
，it is mine，
所以这一块地就是神要赐给我们的
，so we have a goal，
所以我们有一个目标
，our goal is to inherit the kingdom of God，
我们就是要继承要得到这个神的国度，
承接神的国度，
承接神的国度。
So this is the promise.
这就是神的应许。
Would you step on that?
你愿意来进入这个当中吗
？You have to take actions.
你必须采取行动。
You have to step on it.
你必须脚踏在上面。
And claim it is yours.
而且宣告这是你的。
Because that's what God promised you and I.
因为这是神所应许你我的
，so that's why it's very important.
所以这是非常重要。
God give you promises,
神给你的应许
，you have to take actions to inherit it.
你必须采取行动才能继承它。
That's why it's very important to cross the Jordan River.
所以很重要是我们要跨过约旦河。
You cannot say, "Oh, I believe in Jesus Christ."
你不能说我相信神
，I automatically inherit the land。
我就自动的承接了或者继承了这一块地。
No, you can't。
没有，你不行的。
Your foot has to be step on it。
你的脚必须踏在这个应许之地
上面。You have to take actions。
你必须采取行动。
Otherwise, you will be like those people die in the wilderness.
要不然的话，你就会像那些死在旷野里面的人。
Because they don't believe.
因为他们不信。
So what is don't believe?
那什么是不信
？Because they did not follow God's commandment.
哦，因为他们没有跟随神的命令。
So you say I believe.
你说我相信。
That means you follow His commandment.
那表示你。愿意遵守他的命令。
You follow Jesus.
你跟随耶稣。
Then you can possess your land.
然后你就可以拥有你的土地。
That's what God promises.
这就是神所应许我们的。
So the first thing you learn today.
所以今天你们学到的第一件事情。
You want to go to the kingdom of God, right?
你要进入神的国度，对不对
？Take actions.
采取行动。
Claim it.
宣告。
Step on it.
踩在上面。
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, there are so many promises that God gave to you.
神给我们的应许有很多。
We just talk about the kingdom of God.
我们刚刚讲到了只有神的国度。
But what about the promises that God gave to this church?
那神给我们这个教会的应许是什么呢？
What happened to those promises that God through prophets to prophesy to you, each one of you?
神借着很多的这些他的仆人使女向我们众弟兄姐妹所发的这些应许呢
？Did you get it?
你拿到了吗
？Did you fully get it?
你完全拿到了吗
？So.The second thing you have to learn is that knowing what's your promises.
所以第二件事情就是你要知道你所承受的应许是什么。
Meditate it.
你要常常去思想它。
How can I get these promises?
我怎么样才能够得到这个应许？
The timing is controlled by God.
这个时间这个时机是神在掌握的
But you just have to keep knocking the door
但是你要不停的试不停的敲门
Let the promise be fulfilled
让这个应许可以成就
That's what we learn today
那就是我们今天所要学到
There are so many promises in this church
我们这个教会有得到好多的应许
At least three pastors
至少有三个牧师
They prophesied this church
他们宣告他们预言这个教会
Were full of people
会充满了人
All signs and wonders will be here
各样的神迹奇事会在这里彰显
But if I gonna say Okay, God, this is your promise, let it happen
如果我只是嘴巴说神啊就让你的应许在这里成就吧
Will things happen?
事情会发生吗
No
不会的
I have to step on it
我必须踩在这个上面
I have to pray very hard
我必须非常努力的祷告
I ask the Lord how
我必须不断的问神要怎么做
Just like the Joshua has to cross the Jordan River
就好像约书亚必须要跨过约旦河
He has to ask God how
他必须问神怎么做。
So later in the chapter of Joshua,
所以在后面的约书亚记当中
God told Joshua,
神告诉约书亚
send people carry the what? Carry the ark of testimony.
你要派遣祭司背约柜。
Yeah, they have to step into the water of Jordan River.
你要他们要先 踏入这个约旦河当中
And then the Jordan River all of a sudden stopped
然后这个约旦河就瞬间就停止了水就停止了
Well, you have to understand one thing In every March and April time frame
你要弟兄姊妹你要知道三月到四月的时候
The Jordan River will be overflowing
这个约旦河都是会泛滥的
Overflowing a great area How come this 2 million plus people how to cross the Jordan River?
这200万人到底是怎么样能够跨过这个约旦河
But God told him to step on it.
神只是告诉他们说祭司要踩在约旦河当中
And the Jordan River start flowing.
约旦河的水就自然而然停止了
So people can cross the river
所以以色列人就能够走过约旦河
think how much time they're going to take
想想看200万人要多少的时间才能过河
and the river stop flowing
and 这个约旦河的水就停止流动了
so I ask God how can I fulfill this promise
所以我在问神，我在祷告，为我们要怎么样才能够成就这些预言
？Where is the breakthrough point？
什么是我们的突破点
？How can I gather our brothers and sisters? Let's pray breakthrough。
怎么样才能够聚集我们的弟兄姊妹来为这个 这个突破祷告。
I'm still praying for it.
我还在祷告。
I haven't really hear clearly what should I do.
我还没有听到说我到底要怎么做。
But at least what I'm doing today.
但我至少我今天在做。
From my home driving down to church.
从我的家开车来到教会。
Across four cities.
它经过了四个城市。
From Danville, San Ramon, Dublin, and Pleasanton.
从 Danville, San Ramon 到 Dublin, 再到 Pleasanton.
I said to God,
我跟神说,
This is my territory.
这是我的领土。
From the west, Hayward, Castro Valley, Pleasanton, Livermore, all the way to Tracy, and then now Manteca.
从我们左边的这个黑沃开始，一直到 Livermore， 再到
Manteca，
Tracy。
Now, if you notice in the map, it's across.
如果你在这个地图上仔细看呢，你会看见这是一个十字架。
So I shall claim, this is my territory.
所以我要宣告，这是我的领土。
Amen. So you step on it, you claim it.
所以我们要踩在这个地上，我们要来宣告，这是神赐给我们的。
This promise to this church，
这个神对这个教会的应许
，will one day to be fulfilled，
有一天一定会实现。
God help us，
求神帮助我们。
And what about your personal promises？
那你们个人，我们个人的应许呢？如何
？God through different prophets or prophetess。They prophesize your future.
神借着很多先知或者是说预言的人，告诉
未来的事。Yeah. So, are they all fulfilled?
他们已经应验了吗？
Most of my personal prophecies that somebody gave to me.
关于我个人的一些别人给我的预言。
Let me share with you.
让我跟你们分享。
First,
第一
when I preach,
当我讲道的时候
the Holy Spirit will come upon everyone.
圣灵会来到每一个会众
This hasn't happened yet.
这个还没有发生
So that's what I'm longing for, you know.
所以我还在期盼着
And I'm praying for it.
我也在祷告着
Second,
第二
I'll travel to many, 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 many countries.
我会去很多很多很多很多很多的国家。
I only went to China, Malaysia.
我目前为止去过中国，去过马来西亚。
To Myanmar.
去缅甸。
Yeah. And that's it.
就这么多。
So I haven't been Africa yet.
我还没有去过非洲。
And one particular prophet.He said to me, staring at my eyes, says,
有一个特别有一个说预言的人看着我的眼睛说
You're gonna go to England one day.
你有一天要去英格兰
You're gonna preach the gospel to them and save many souls.
你要去向他们传福音，要拯救非常多的灵魂
I haven't done that yet.
我也还没有做到这一件事。
So I believe I'm going to live a little bit longer.
所以我想我大概会活很久。
I don't know when, okay?
我不知道什么时候。
So these are the promises I believe is from the Lord.
这些是我相信从神来的。
So I kept in my heart.
所以一直保存在我的心中。
I keep praying.
我不断的祷告。
When?
什么时候神啊什么时候
What should I do
神啊我该做什么
And I forgot to mention the very first point
我忘记我提到我应该提一个事情
It's in the verse 1
就是第一节
It says after the death of Moses the servant of Lord the Lord said to Joshua son of Nun Moses said Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them to the Israelites.
所以就是耶和华这个就是神对着 摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人也摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这个约旦河王国所赐给以色列人的地去。
So the very important thing is that leaders, you have to prepare, you have to develop your next generation leaders.
所以领袖们有一件事情很重要，你要发展你的这个接班人。
Because,
因为
one day,
因为有一天
I'll be gone with the Lord.
我们会去到神那，我会去到神那里。
So who is the next leader?
谁是下一个领袖？
That's very important.
是非常重要的事。
You have to prepare and develop the next generation leaders.
你要预备，你要发展这个下一个世代的领袖。
So how Moses trained and developed Joshua?
所以摩西是怎么样来训练发展这个约书亚呢？
Moses laid his hands on Joshua.
所以摩西把他的手放在约书亚的身上。
Moses prayed for Joshua.
摩西为约书亚来祷告。
Anointing Joshua.
而且来恩膏约书亚。
This is how you prepare your next generation leaders.
这就是你如何来预备来发展你的下一个世代的领袖。
In the first in the book of Exodus and the Numbers.
在出埃及记和民数记当中
you see that Moses always bring his ass with him.
所以你看到摩西常常带着他的帮手跟着他。
To what? To minister to God with him.
去做什么呢？就是要带着他们去一起来去传讲这个神。
服侍神。
服侍神。
So, you know, a leader developing his next generation leaders by taking with him to minister, to ministering to people, to ministering to God.
所以领袖要带着他的随从跟他或者他的下一代的接班人要一起来服侍百姓，服侍神。
This is how you develop your next generation leaders.
这就是你来发展你的下一个接班人。
So I urge you everyone.
所以我来督促每一个人。
I want you, if possible, take the pulpit to preach the word.
所以我要求，我希望你们可以
站在讲台上。
站在讲台上来发言。
You have to be trained like that.
你必须要接受这个训练。
I wish someday there are many prophets, prophetess here to prophesy to people.
我希望将来有一天有很多人可以来向人发预言。
I pray also that many, many sickness, diseases will be totally wiped out in this church.
我也希望这个教会可以完全的驱散这些疾病，这些。
Yeah, you're okay. So that's my prayer, and I want people to join me. Because when you join me, you are developing.
So, 这是我的祷告，这是我希望你们可以参与，可以来跟随这个。
Yeah, and the meantime is being trained.
就是被受训练，受装备。
Okay, now let's talk about what promises that God gave to Joshua.
让我们来看一下神给约书亚的应许。
In verse 5,
第五节
I already told you that Joshua typified the Lord Jesus Christ.
我已经告诉你们，约书亚预表的主耶稣。
the Lord said that how he was with Moses, he will be with Joshua.
神说他如何与摩西同在, 也同样的会与耶稣亚同在。
Now, important thing is that when Moses, God told Moses to lead people out of Egypt,
重点是当摩西带领百姓们离开埃及,
Moses said to the Lord, if you don't go with me, I will not go.
重点是摩西对神说, 如果你不跟我们去, 我就不去。
So, if there is no God be with us, 所以, we cannot do nothing.
所以神如果不与我们同在, 我们什么都做不了。
So, that means very important things.
所以那是什么意思呢? 那代表一个很重要的意思。
Lord God will be with you.
神必与你同在。
If he is not with you,
如果神不与你同在,
you are doing things with your own strength.
你是用你的自己力量在做。
It's not by the grace or the strength of the Lord.
不是靠着神的恩典, 不是靠着神的力量。
So that's very important. We don't do things by our own.
所以这件事很重要, 我们不要靠着自己的力气去做。
So it's very important saying when God says to Joshua, I'll be with you, just like I was with Moses.
这是很重要, 神对耶稣亚说, 我如何与摩西同在, 就必与你同在。
Hallelujah. So the whole book of Joshua,
整个约书亚记,
is the stories of how Joshua taken the lead by sweeping all the enemies.
是关于说约书亚如何打败敌人占领这个地方。
So in the New Testament,
在新约,
Jesus also walked around the entire region.
耶稣照样, 周流四方,
and he preaching the gospel.
他传讲这个, 好消息。
So in the Acts 10:38, so how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him.
神, 这里说神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒人耶稣, 这都是你们知道的, 他周流四方行善事, 医好凡对魔鬼压制的人, 因为神与他同在。
So look at this, because God was with him.
你看这里, 因为神与他同在。
So God has to be with you and me.
所以神必须在你我, 跟我们同在。
Otherwise we're nothing.
要不然的话,
we probably cannot win over the devil. Okay, because God is with us.
所以因为神与我们同在,
so we can do that.
所以我们可以得胜。
So, as you can see now, everything that recorded in the book of Joshua,
所以就像你看到的, 所有的记载在约书亚记上的事,
actually, it typifies the Lord Jesus Christ.
它是预表了主耶稣。
And the second thing is in the verse 6.
在第二件事情, 在第六节当中,
it says that it should be courageous and be strong and courageous and to you will lead the people to inherit the land.
这里有讲到我, 约书亚当刚强壮胆, 因为他要必, 他必使百姓承受那地为业。
So that's a promise.
这是一个应许。
But who is going to take actions?
那谁来做这个, 谁来行动, 谁来采取行动?
Joshua.
是约书亚。
So the entire journey of crossing the Jordan River and then possess the land.
所以这整个旅程, 从跨过约旦河到拥有这些地方,
is called sanctification.
在我们身上叫做成圣。
So every Christians,
所以每一个基督徒
you have to go through the process of sanctification.
必须经历过这个成圣的过程。
So I said many, many times in this church,
所以我在这个教会里面讲过了很多次。
There is no salvation just with 30 seconds prayer.
没有那种救恩是30秒祷告的。
You have to follow Jesus.
你必须一生跟随神。
Follow through to take the promised land.
一直跟随直到完成占领这地。
So you may ask, what is the sanctification means?
所以你可能会疑问，什么叫做成圣？
So when Joshua was commanded to take the land,
所以当约书亚受命去占领这个地方，
he faces many, many enemies.
他有非常多的敌人。
So the first thing you may ask is why God want Joshua to kill all of his enemies.
你可能会有一个疑问，为什么旧约上神要约书亚去杀那么多人？
What happened to them? And are they worthy to die?
他们发生了什么事？他们真的一定要死吗？
So this is a good question.
这是一个非常好的问题。
A lot of people say, oh, God in the Old Testament is fiery, angry God, kill a lot of people.
有人可能会说，在旧约里面的神好像很容易生气，很容易发怒，杀了很多人。
So we prefer the New Testament God.
所以我们更愿意接受这个新约的神就好。
So the New Testament God is God of grace.
我们觉得好像新约的神才是有恩典的神。
So remember, I told you once.
记得我
repeat again.
记得我曾经说过，我再说一次。
If you go back to Genesis chapter 15.
如果你回到这个创世纪这个十五章。
When God promised Abraham.
当神应许亚伯拉罕。
This land is yours.
这地是属于你的。
But you have to wait 400 years.
但你要等待四百年。
Because their sins hasn't been taken up to a level that God will destroy them all.
因为他们的罪还没有恶贯满盈到我必须来全部除灭他们。
But after 400 years,
但到了四百年之后，
it is the time.
时间就到了。
So God holds the final judgment.
所以神拥有这个最后的审判权。
So when he ordered Joshua cross the Jordan River,
所以当他命令约书亚过这个约旦河，
it was after 400 years.
那是四百年之后。
So during these 400 years,
就在这四百年当中，
the people in the land of Canaan,
所以在这迦南之地的百姓，
they did not repent.
他们没有悔改。
They keep sinning.
他们继续的犯罪。
So God said, okay, enough is enough.
所以神说够了，够了就是够了。
So he ordered Joshua to kill all of it.
所以他命令约书亚杀掉所有的迦南百姓。
To take the land.
去占领这个迦南地。
So if you don't know this history,
所以你不明白这个历史，
you probably say, oh, this God is so cruel.
所以你可能不明白神为什么这么的残忍。
Well, it is because the land of Canaan is full of sins.
那是因为在神眼中，迦南地的百姓做了非常多得罪神的事。
So, you see, when we want to take the land,
所以你看，我们想要得到这个地。
In my early Christian life.
在我的还没有得在我成为基督徒以前，
my early Christian life.
在我的基督徒早期的生活，
I had a question.
我也有一个问题。
shouldn't be God just gave me the promised land without any struggling?
神是不是应该直接把应许之地给我, 不需要任何的挣扎?
为什么, why he want to let Joshua to take the land by killing so many people?
为什么需要约书亚来杀了这么多,征战这么多,
Why?
到底为什么?
What's the teaching behind this?
这里面的教训是什么?
So when we think about spiritually,
所以当我们来想属灵, 在属灵里面,
it really means you as your old self before you were born again.
你在你的老我里面, 在你的得救以前,
there are many, many your old life is full of sin natures.
在你重生以前,
just like the land of Canaan was occupied by those seven people.
就好像,
they are all full of evil. So right now, in each person,
所以在每一个人身上,
we easily get influenced by the evil spirit. So you have to take out all this. Let you and I, the body, become clean and holy.
让你和我的身体完全的,
that's called sanctification.
这个过程叫做成圣。
So that's the true spiritual meaning of Joshua.
这就是真正约书亚记属灵的含义。
So whether you like it or not,
不管你喜欢, 喜欢不喜欢,
you have to go through the process.
你必须经历这个过程。
If you don't want to go through across the Jordan River,
如果你不愿意跨过约旦河,
you become a disbelieved person.
那你就是还不相信。
So that's very important. This is a very important message.
对，这是一个很重要的讯息。
Okay, so the third point,
第三个点,
in verse 7,
所以在第七节当中,
if you want God promise his promise, keep his promises,
如果你要神, 保守他的应许,
you have to follow and obey the laws.
你就必须要, 遵行, 谨守这些律法,
no deviations.
不可以偏离左右。
So, our Lord Jesus Christ,
所以我们的主耶稣,
he is a perfect, innocent Lamb of God.
他是一个, 无罪的神羔羊。
So he is a perfect from the law point of view.
所以他在神的眼中是完美无瑕的。
So he definitely can lead us to get the complete victory.
所以他能够带领我们得到完全的胜利。
This is the key point here.
这就是这里的重点。
We can dwell in the eternal kingdom of God by following Jesus.
就是我们可以住在神永恒的国度，借着耶稣，我们可以住在神的国度。
You have to follow Jesus.
你要跟随耶稣。
Keep all, as you say, obey all the laws.
要遵守所有的法律律法。
In today's meaning,
在今天的含义,
follow the Holy Spirit.
就是要跟随 圣灵.
So that's very important. You have to obey what God's telling you.
所以你就是要, 遵守神告诉你的。
Hallelujah. So
Hallelujah.
We follow Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要跟随耶稣的, 耶稣基督。
Yeah. That's important thing,
这是,
right?
这是重要,
it's not following your own will.
不是要照着我们的意思,
it's not following what other people are saying.
也不是照着别人的意思,
it's follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
是要遵守，是要照着耶稣的，要跟随耶稣。
Until we completely victory.
直到我们完全的得胜。
Hallelujah. So this is how you get sanctification.
这就是你成圣的方式。
So let's have some applications.
让我们有点应用。
The first.
第一个。
So, the modern Joshua is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以现代的约书亚就是耶稣。
He's not only save your soul.
他不是只有拯救你的灵魂。
He's also taking you to the promised land.
他要带领你进入美地。
He wants to sanctify the whole body.
他要使你的全身得到圣洁。
Get rid of those old sinful natures.
要除去老我的邪情私欲。
He wants you, your whole body, your spirit, your soul, your body become holiness.
他要你的身体，你的灵得到完全的圣洁。
And remove all the influence by the evil spirits.
要除去所有这些邪灵的这些影响。
So you can become a wonderful bride of Christ.
所以你才能成为这个神的心腹，基督的心腹。
Ready for the eternal marriage.
预备好做这个永恒的这个婚姻。
Yeah. Because we all married to Jesus Christ, remember?
都要成为耶稣的心腹。
Hallelujah. The second application.
第二个应用,
how God commands or ordered Joshua, today Lord Jesus Christ also gave us a great commission.
就像神如何吩咐耶稣呀，耶稣也吩咐我们行大使命。
So in Matthew 28:18-20,
在马太福音28章18节,
then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
所以耶稣近前来对他们说, 天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。 奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。So
look at how similar that God ordered Joshua and how Lord Jesus Christ gave us this great commission.
看到这里有这么的相似，这个耶稣命令我们 去传福音。
So God is going to be with you and me.
所以神就会与你我同在。
So teach the nation.
就教导这些万邦万国。
Make disciples of nations.
所以使万民做门徒。
So that's a very important thing. We're not only telling people, hey, come, believe in Jesus Christ, you get an eternal life.
所以你看,我们不是告诉人家说,你只要相信耶稣,你就会得永生。
You have to make disciples. You have to make them as Christ's disciples.
这里有一句说,使万民做我的门徒,你必须让他们做门徒。
So, last week we talked about this great commission.
上礼拜我们讲到这个大使命,
is make disciples.
是使万民做门徒。
So you are not a only believers.
所以你不是只是一个信徒。
So so-called believers.
这个所谓的信徒
is actually equivalent to become disciples.
其实就是等于做门徒。
There is no believers can say that, hey, I don't want to be disciple of Jesus Christ. I only want to be a believer.
所以这个相信的人也不能只说我只想做相信的人，但是我不想做门徒。
That's very, very important because when I was in a young Christian life,
这一点很重要，当我还是一个年轻的基督徒时，
I have this kind of thought.
我就有这样的想法。
I say I want to become a disciple. Wow, there's so many hard things I have to learn.
我一想到要做门徒有很多的事。
That's not easy.
而且是不容易的。
I have to sacrifice a lot.
我必须要牺牲很多事情。
Why I need to sacrifice?
我为什么要牺牲呢？
Am I not saved?
我不是得救了吗？
So they were struggling about this kind of concept.
所以有时候我有这种挣扎。
I believe some of you may still have such struggle.
我相信我们当中有些人还是有这样的挣扎。
You say, let me tell you that if you are a believer,
所以让我告诉你，如果你是一个信徒，
you need to become a disciple too.
你必须要成为门徒。
So what the disciple need to do?
那门徒到底要做什么呢？
Say, Lord Jesus said here very clearly.
神在这里说得很清楚。
Teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
所以要教训他们所有我告诉你，我吩咐你们的。
So, easy, right?
所以很容易吧。
So you become a believer.
所以你成为一个信者。
You have to become disciples.
你必须成为门徒。
Learning all the teachings.
学习所有的教训。
Of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的教训。
So you know we pastors, teachers.
我们这些牧者，这些教师。
We have to honestly.Teach what Jesus Christ teach us.
我们必须诚实的教导这些教训。
Not our own will.
不是出于我们自己的意愿。
It is His teachings.
这是神的教训。
So God can say that I'm with you always.
所以神说我必与你们同在。
And that's the condition.
这是神与我们同在的条件。
You have to understand there are many, many teachers or pastors in today's church.
你必须了解在今天很多的这些教师当中。
They have their own thinking.
他们有他们自己的想法。
They added or subtract something from what Jesus teaches.
他们可能在耶稣的教训里面做一些加减。
So this is exactly what it says, no deviations.
这就是这里所说到的，不能够不要不偏左右。
It's exactly what Jesus Christ teaching.
必须要准确的教导耶稣的教训。
Not your thinking or not my theologies.
不是你的想法，也不是我的神学。
It is His teachings.
必须是耶稣的教训。
You know, the Bible gives us a great warning of teachers.
圣经有给我们一个警告，关于这些教导。
You cannot be the blind to lead blind.
瞎子不能带领瞎子。
This is a very serious.To me,
这是对我来讲，这是严肃的。
At one point, I was praying to God.
有一个时候，我跟神祷告。
I said, Lord,
我说
all my teachings,
神啊，我的所有的教导
is all from you.
都是从你来的。
It's not from me.
不是从我来的。
Truth shall set you free.
真理必使你得自由。
That truth, if you interpret it as truth,
那个真理，如果你把它翻作真理，
真实，
真实。
Okay, truth meaning honesty.
就是诚实。
No added or subtracted.
没有加也没有减。
Is 100% from Jesus Christ.
是百分之百从神来的。
And that's what teachers has to be very careful.
那就是教师需要小心的地方。
Very careful about what's the meaning of the scriptures.
非常小心，这个意，这个这个经节的意思是什么？
And what's the application of it?
那它的应用是什么？
We're very careful about that.
要非常的小心。
You know, we dare not to mislead people.
我们绝不敢这个错误的带领人。
Because the consequence of that may be something you don't want to see.
因为那样事情的后果可能是你不愿意看到的。
So it's very important that we follow Jesus exactly.
所以我们要非常的准确的跟随耶稣。
Today's theologies,
今日的神学,
there are many twists what Jesus means.
有一些对耶稣教导的扭曲。
We must be very careful about it.
我们必须要察觉而且谨慎。
Ask the Holy Spirit.
要问圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit will remind us what Jesus says.
因为圣灵会提醒我们耶稣所说的。
Okay, now the third point.
所以第三个应用。
For those promises we haven't get it.
关于那些我们还没有得到的神的应许。
So you have to take actions.
你必须开始采取行动。
You have to say, thank you, Lord, this is to me, I want it.
你必须跟神说，这是我要的。
This is your promise.
神啊，这是你的应许。
I 100% commit to make it happen.
我百分之百的愿意它发生。
So we pray that all this evil spirit,
我祷告那些所有的这些邪灵
get out of my ways,
离开我的道路
get out all the influences,
离开没有产生任何的影响
let Holy Spirit come upon us,
请圣灵来临到我们身上
to give us energies,
给我们赐给我们动力
give us instructions, revelations,
赐给我们启示赐给我们这个指示
give us a power
给我们力量
to fulfill his promises
来成就这些应许
Thank you, let's pray
谢谢我们一起来祷告
Lord God
主神
I ask you favor
我求你的这个 favor
恩宠
so
that I know how to get these promises fulfilled.
让我知道如何来成就这些应许。
Lord, it is your will.
神啊，这是你的应许，你的意愿。
And I agree.
而且我同意。
So let's work together.
所以让我们一起来成就。
Let's take the promised land.
让我们占领这个继承这个应许之地。
As you promised.
就像你所应许的
We follow Jesus
我们跟随耶稣
We want to go through this sanctification
我们要经过这个成圣的过程
Let's become the glory bride
让我们成为这个这个明亮的新妇
We prepare to be with you in eternal
我预备与你 在永恒里面永远的一起。
Lord, thank you.
感谢。
Please bless this message.
神求你祝福这个讯息。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.